suddenly I heard a voice from outside the tunnel. It said, and this is a direct quote, it said, "How come you quit staring at me?" My eyelids quivered, and I heard myself say, "It wasn't me, you can't prove a thing." Then, my vision returned to the present moment, and I found myself looking into the eyes of Drover. "Oh, it's you again. What were we discussing? I seem to have lost the thread of my train. The train of my track. My train of thought." He grinned. "Well, you said you were gonna stare at me all day, but I think you fell asleep." "Yes, of course. It's all coming back to me now." I pushed myself up on all fours and shook the vapors out of my head. "Drover, this heat is destroying our lives. It's forcing us into irrational forms of behavior, such as staring at each other. It's even leading us into loony conversations. If we don't do something to fight against the forces of chaos, we'll sink into the mire and become a couple of worthless dogs." He yawned.
Gosh, what should we do?
I began pacing, as I often do when my mind has shifted into a higher level. "We'll fight back, Drover. We'll get up off our duffs and call upon our reserves of iron discipline. We're cow dogs. Don't ever forget that."
"Not me. I'm just a mutt."
"Okay, you're just a mutt. But I'm a cow dog, and cow dogs have always been just a little bit special. Here's the plan. On the count of three, we will..." Suddenly my legs wilted, and I collapsed to the ground. "On the count of three, we will do nothing."
"I think I can handle that."
"Because this heat is killing us."
"Yeah, it's hot."
"And the terrible heat has melted our reserves of iron discipline and turned us into chicken soup."
"Boy, I love soup."
"But that doesn't mean you can stare at me, Drover. It's an invasion of my privacy and I will not tolerate it. Do you understand?"
He yawned again.
What?
"I said this private invasion of my tolerance must stop."
"I thought it was chicken soup."
"Of course it was chicken soup, but that doesn't mean you can't be intolerant once in a while."
He gave me a blank stare.
"I think I missed something."
I gave him a blank stare.
"Yes, I'm getting the same feeling myself. It's the heat, Drover. It's causing us to babble and behave like lunatics."
"Oh no, what should we do?"
I cut my eyes from side to side. It was a moment of decision. Let's just lie here and do nothing. We'll wait for the first snowstorm of the season."
"Yeah, and maybe we should stare at each other."
"Great idea. Okay, now we have a plan. On the count of three, we'll put our plan into action."
"Someone's coming."
"I beg your pardon?" Drover pointed a paw towards a cloud of dust to the north.
"Someone's coming. I think it's a pickup."
"You know what? I don't care."
"Yeah, me neither."
After a few moments, he said,
"I'll bet that pickup's coming to the machine shed, right where we are."
"I still don't care."
"Yeah, but we're right in the way. What if he runs over us?"
I ran that report through data control. "Maybe we should move." I hated to go to so much trouble, but it's a good thing we did. Moments later, an unidentified pickup rolled up in front of the machine shed doors. If we hadn't moved, we might have gotten smashed flat as two pancakes.